3, 2, 1.
And now it's the Midlife Crisis Show.
That's you in a nutshell.
No, this is me in a nutshell. Help, I'm in a nutshell.
Get this situation under control, gentlemen.
You asked for it and we're giving it to you.
I'm not entirely sure that anybody actually asked for this.
Okay, well.
But we're giving it to you anyway.
Exactly.
Welcome to the Midlife Crisis Show. The in a nutshell version, the abridged version, the condensed book version of the Midlife Crisis Show for those of you who are too lazy or in too much of a hurry to listen to the full episode.
I'm Peter and I'm from the Midlife Crisis Show.
I'm Elliot. I'm not from the Midlife Crisis Show.
You are the Midlife Crisis Show.
It does occupy my time.
Exactly. So as a show that wants to look at all the important things that give us middle-aged people of the middle-aged persuasion crises, we're talking about this week, Elliot.
Banning the bum crack.
Let's do it.
I'm your butt crack. I'm your butt crack. Between your buns is where I'll always be.
We are speaking to Wayne the Man, who has spoken to us before about being fat, fabulous and funny, that he is no longer. He's still fabulous and funny, but he's not fat.
Correct.
What are your thoughts, Wayne?
Mate, I have seen that many bum cracks. As you know, I used to be involved in playing almost semi-professional rugby league and rugby union, both.
I'm visualising scrums.
correct. When you're packing down into a scrum, you have no choice but to visualise and have in your face the bum crack.
Yes. So
smiling or not smiling?
Well, depends what position you're in. As a lock forward.
It's the eternal sideways smile, is it not?
Exactly right. And that's the first image that people get. But have you considered that there is, in fact, a spectrum of bum cracks?
I've seen a lot of bum cracks, you know, and going from your low-range or budget bum crack up to the high-end glamorous bum crack, where it's been plucked and shaved.
So we never actually asked you where you saw the bum cracks.
Well, in the shower.
Oh,
in the shower and in the scrum.
Is there an acceptable bum crack?
I think there is, you know. I, myself, smooth and silky all the way.
Mm. So you wax your bum crack?
Well, I wouldn't say wax.
Pluck, shave?
Pluck, shave. You know, the people actually are trying to get rid of their bum crack.
Surgically?
Well, you can stitch it.
Oh.
That's one way to do it. You can use super glue.
Oh.
We have not yet probed the crevices.
What about the concept of a bum crack transplant? Now, has anybody ever come up with that?
No.
We should probably have sought out a surgeon. Is there such a surgeon?
I believe there is. Jaime Kuckeschmick, I think he does those.
Well, it depends on whether you want to fill a bum cracker. We haven't yet explored about...
No, that's actually a good point. What is the problem with bum cracks? I mean, just...
Wayne, are you going to come and join us down at Bondi Junction Mall?
I'll be there with me bum crack out.
Okay, in that case.
All right, we're going to sign off now. We'll meet you down there.
We'll be the ones with our microphones loud and proud.
Thanks for the visuals.
Good evening.
Hi there, what's your name?
My name's Emma.
Hi there. Now, looking at these pictures here, could you tell me what your first impressions are of the bum crack?
It's a little bit rude, I think.
Okay, but when you look down at some of the other pictures, do you realise that there's a bit of a spectrum of bum cracks? Which ones do you think are socially acceptable?
Definitely the one with Rihanna.
And you recognise the picture too, which is terrific. Yeah. So what makes that socially acceptable?
I'm not sure, but these days people are dressing with less fabrics, I think. And yeah, it's becoming a lot more socially acceptable.
What's your name?
Nick.
Nick. Hi, Nick. I'm Peter from the Midlife Crisis Show. So we just wanted to know, Nick, what's your opinion on banning the bum crack?
I'm in favour of it. I avoid it wherever I can.
Nick, you've been fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. What's your position on banning the bum crack?
I would say it's probably a good idea to keep it hidden.
Okay, and why is that?
It's just not something everyone should see on a daily basis. No, that's a little bit too much crack for me.
Okay, so Raz, any other thoughts about banning the bum crack?
No, just keep it hidden and keep your pants up.
Good advice from Raz. So I'm Peter from the Midlife Crisis Show, and your name is?
Someone who's not suffering from midlife crisis.
Our subject for this episode is, should you ban the bum crack?
Ah, the good old bum crack. You know, The world would not be the same without the bum crack. We need the bum crack from time to time.
But whose bum crack? Unnamed person we're speaking to in the street?
Yeah, anybody's bum crack. It can be across all demographics, so anyone's bum crack.
So there's a good spectrum there. Yeah. Are any of these considered acceptable or unacceptable by your standards?
I would say they're all highly acceptable.
You know, you are exactly the person we wanted to talk to today.
As soon as I saw you, I knew you are the woman. She looks happy. She looks satisfied. She likes bum crack.
And I also might add, I am not quantity focused. So I'm talking little bum cracks, full bum crack, the whole thing, anything. Yeah.
You know, you have made this outside broadcast worthwhile.
You've been wonderful.
Join us on Facebook, website. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Bella.
Mel.
Bella and Mel, there's a lot of L's in there. So what are your positions on banning the bum crack?
Ban it.
Ban it?
You can't ban it, it's on someone's body.
Oh yeah, true.
But should it be banned in public? Like, should you keep it under wraps as a law?
Some people don't know.
I've never really seen anyone.
Never seen them in real life.
Should they be on display or should they be banned?
No, they shouldn't be on display, but they shouldn't be banned.
They shouldn't be?
No.
Okay.
Because what if it's accidental?
Well, running over pedestrians is accidental, but shouldn't that be banned?
No.
So it's okay to run over pedestrians? So what, do you feel that there should be some kind of penalty if people are exposing their bum cracks in public?
It'd be so hard to enforce that it wouldn't be worth. And what, would you go to court? Yeah,
under what circumstances, I feel?
Well, you can actually be prosecuted for that. You can be thrown to the ground very roughly, handcuffed, thrown in the back of a police car and charged for that.
No, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of state resources.
I feel we're talking to a future district attorney here.
I agree entirely.
If they exist here in Australia.
We've got to thank you guys for your participation today.
Wonderful.
You really have been
pretty
wonderful.
Thank you so much. Take it away. Be gone. We would like to welcome back our regular contributor to the Midlife Crisis Show, Michael. We are talking to you about banning the bum crack.
Look, I think we would all agree that certain bum crack, particularly when it comes to the male population, plus 50s, plus 60s, putting on a bit of weight, it seems that the natural reaction is that the pants seem to ride down when they lean over. That's pretty grotesque. But
it's always like you were standing there when I got out of the shower this morning because the picture you painted was exact.
True. Yeah. It's interesting if we, to be with the bum crack, the amount of hair on the bum crack or on the arses.
No, go there. We haven't covered it yet. This is right. Your domain.
Well, you're the manscaper of the, you're our resident manscaper.
Maybe even manscaping their bum cheeks and their arse crack. I'd be lying if I said that I hadn't toyed around with the idea before. I'm more talking about the actual bum cheeks. I wouldn't touch the middle cricket pitch. So you know what I mean?
Not really.
No.
I don't really want to know.
Can you? No, no, I want to know, right?
That's right.
Can you please dive headfirst into that? What about the female butt crack?
I think that's a positive, that we look at the butt crack in the male and it's a negative, but I think it can really cheer up your day if you get one of those sightings.
Well, that's actually a good point. I mean, can we turn it into some fashion statement? I guess it already is, but can there be a bum crack piercing?
I think that's been done with Jackass.
Exactly right. I know Steve-O did that. He had a piercing. He actually had his butt cheeks pinned together.
My toes just curled.
I think within reason the bum crack shouldn't be banned. I think it has its place. Look, there's a lot of people out there that have issues with keeping their shorts and pants up, and naturally it rides down. But I reckon anything more than 1 inch is unacceptable on a man.
1 inch.
And,
so two centimetres of butt cleavage.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Butt cleavage. Okay, Michael, as a obviously a man who's an expert in this area, what, do you believe it should be called butt cleavage or bottom buttock cleavage or bum crack?
Butt crack. I think butt it's crack. Bum crack. It's got to be the crack.
Okay.
The crack.
Jeez.
It's the only Australian way to pronounce
Australian.
It. But maybe you could refer to it as bum cleavage for the ladies.
Life is all about keeping the lady listeners appeased.
Appeased.
And happy. Yes.
We've done well.
Indeed.
We've done well. We've covered it. I think this rounds it up.
Thank you both, boys.
See you both.
Bye.
Okay, have we banned the bum crack? What is the consensus?
I think there's no consensus.
I felt that there was a wide varying range of opinions on the banning of the bum crack and or whether we should let it be, you know, have it out there flying like a flag.
Well, there are just as many opinions as there are bum cracks out there, Elliot.
But of course, these are the big topics that you asked us to cover that you probably didn't ask us to cover, but we're going to cover anyway. We're going to cover another one next week. What have we decided we're going to cover?
We've decided to go back in time. If you could go back, what would you change?
Ah, the time machine question.
Exactly.
If you had a decision that you would rather have made differently in your youth,
if you could have asked out that girl who you thought liked you and you certainly liked her, but you never had the gumption to do it?
If you had a choice of not stepping out in front of that truck, if you knocked back that job offer or took the job that turned out to suck the life out of you, if you could go back, what would you change? And of course, if you lived your entire life with a flurry of great decisions, none of which you regret, and you're as happy as Larry, we want nothing to do with you. We don't want your opinion.
And they're probably not listening to the Midlife Crisis Show because they don't have any crises whatsoever.
Unless they like to laugh at the rest of us that carry this baggage.
And there's much to be carried.
We'll carry it next week. We'll see you then.
Bye.